You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hi, hello. Here we go. Today, the podcast is going to be kind of crazy, maybe kind of off. We're recording it, and it may not ever see the light of day, depending on how it goes. That's how unsure we are about the way things are happening today.
Yep.
I got a cramp in my neck, like in the side part of my, like right by my Adam's apple. Ooh. I'm turning my head. I am not going to be able to perform.
Well.
Not going to be able to perform today. Okay, before we get into everything, go listen to everybody else's podcast. Leave 5 stars. If you know anybody who wants to advertise with us, tell them some cheap rates right now if you want to advertise. We just, you know, we're trying to make a living here. We don't have a big company backing us in all of our endeavors and everything, you know, like those other radio people do, like Ryan Seacrest, Bobby Bones, and all of those people.
Yep.
Although they're nice, yeah. Those guys. I love Ryan Seacrest.
Right, I
do. Haven't been around Bobby Bones that much, but what I've been around him, he's been very nice.
You were around him?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm big in this business.
Oh, my gosh. We know.
Girl,
okay.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Damn. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And more importantly, Ryan Seacrest and Bobby Bones know who I am.
Well, why don't you see if you can get that gig on American Idol?
Oh, I don't want that.
All right.
I don't want that.
Okay.
Or I would have it.
Okay.
Yeah. So put 5-star reviews on everybody's stuff and try to get other people to listen, please. Because, I mean, this is not costing you anything right now to be listening and being entertained. I don't know how the rest of the people are, Jody, but the staff of the Ace and TJ show, mainly Riggins and Alexis, are really laughing at the things that we do on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Alexis says she texted you something.
Yeah, we texted. It's our personal text.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not allowed to share.
I don't want to know.
Good.
I don't want to know.
Because I'm not telling you.
I hear too much mess out of women anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Tired of it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so coming up on the podcast today, Jody's having some real issues that you ladies can relate to. Well, I'm sorry, you older ladies can relate to. No offense. And we're going to play some version of the newlywed game.
Oh, fun.
Yep, see what happens when you don't help. Playing the content of the show?
I love a game.
Yeah? Okay, well, I don't know how much you're going to love this one.
Okay.
But we'll get to it in just a minute. Hang on.
TJ and Jody's house.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
TJ and Jody's house.
All right. Settle in. This could be a wild ride. Jody comes to us today not feeling on top of her game. Mm-mm. Do you want to tell people what's going on with you?
Yeah. So I guess a couple of weeks ago, I flew to Nashville to get our daughter, Lainey. And when I got there that day, my eyes started watering for about 2 days. And I thought it was allergies, pollen, and all that. And then by Wednesday, it was really bad. And then I started getting headaches. And so I went to the eye doctor on that Friday, and he put dye in my eye and looked at it under a microscope.
Ew.
I know. And he just said it was very angry. In one corner.
So it matches your personality.
Right. And he gave me steroid drops that I did for 4 times a day for 4 days. So it cleared up a little bit. And then a few days later, it started again and my headaches started getting worse. Then I freaked out because probably 8 or so years ago, I got cluster headaches, which are very rare for women to get them.
Right.
And it was on the right side of my head and my eye watered and it drooped and it was miserable. And it took months to figure out a medicine that would stop it. And I'm trying to keep from taking that medicine.
Yeah. It was miserable for me having to look at that sight
with your eye down
like at your boobs.
Yeah.
Drooping.
Yeah. And then,
oh my God, it was gross.
So anyway, so I've had the headaches. They're dull headaches. They wake me up in the night. I've been taking medicine. It sounds weird, but I hate a massage. I'm not a type of person to lay there. I have to be doing stuff. I feel like I'm wasting time. But somebody said, my friend Jill said, you need to maybe go get a massage. And when you feel like this, you'll do anything. So I got into a place yesterday and they did some stuff.
Walked on you and all of that?
No, like my neck and head.
Do they do what's called a Nuru massage? It's a technique from Thailand where you get completely naked and then the woman oils her body all up and then massages her body with
That's
hers.
That's exactly what we did. Yes. How'd you guess? You're so ridiculous. And so, it was only 30 minutes because I said, I can't do an hour. But anyway, so she did that, found out like my neck's all messed up on that side. I mean, just problem after problem. But I'm laying there and she says, do you mind me asking how old you are? And I said, I know where this is going. I said, 50. I just turned 50. And she said, are you going through menopause? I said, I'm kind of in the midst of it. And she said that it could be my hormone levels are giving me the headaches. Mm-hmm. And then I said, well, but why is my eye watering? And she goes, do you have allergies? No, that's not it. But it could be my hormones. And I'm taking hormone, like a hormone pill. And then now I'm.
But that's strictly to bulk up.
Yeah. Right. And I'm so messed up that I have to take one pill every night. And last night I accidentally took two because I'm so used to taking two Tylenol, two Motrin. I took two, freaked out, called the pharmacy today. And they were like, you're going to be extra tired and
grumpy.
Skip. No, and skip. I'm grumpy because of the headaches. It's miserable.
Well, I don't want to seem like I'm not sympathetic.
You are not. You're being a brat. So anyway, I know that's boring and it's not something people want to hear. However, if somebody's going through this, then they might sympathize with me a little bit.
And that's all women are looking for is some sympathy.
That's it.
A crying shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, nobody trying to help. Just a listener. That's all you look. That's what women look for is a listener.
Well, then you must be a woman because you do the same thing.
What do I do? I never complain about being sick or hurting or anything. I deal with it.
No, you're a martyr. There's exactly. Different. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so that's what's going on. I feel like crap, but I'm here. What do y'all want to do?
So, you took two hormone pills instead of one.
Yeah, what the heck?
So that must mean you're going through mental pause.
I'm not kidding.
Paused your mentality.
And you know when I realized it? At 2:00 this morning, I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, I think I took two hormone pills. So then I get up this morning and I count them. Sure enough, I took them.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know how when people are talking and I kind of zone out when I hear something that reminds me of a song lyric and all I can do is get the song lyric in my head. You know how I do that?
Yeah.
I just keep over and over when you say hormone. There's a Ludacris song called Area Codes. And in it, he says, so take your hormones and keep your drawers on. And that's what I keep. That's what I keep saying.
You're so weird and entertaining.
And keep your drawers on.
Glad you're focusing on this. Don't you feel horrible for me?
I do. I really do. And I hated those cluster headaches that you had. If you don't know what that is, look it up on the internet. And it's worse than migraines because it basically doesn't go away.
Nope.
Until what's called the cycle gets broken over.
Yeah. And then sometimes you have to take the medicine, which... the medicine I had to take lowered my blood pressure, so that meant that I couldn't work out, and I really need.
And that was bad for me.
And I need to work out mental. It's mental. It's my mental health.
Yeah.
Really, I hear people say that, and I was like, but no, it's true. Because that a couple weeks ago when I came in here not feeling good from the same mess, I had only worked out one day that week, and I think that was part of it is that I didn't feel good.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you're being added to prayer lists all over the place.
Hope somebody sends a message or something with something I can do. The other thing they tell me to do is put ice on my neck because my neck being like it is could cause my headaches too. Yeah. So I put ice 10 minutes and heat 20. And I know you love seeing me with that big heating pad laid up on me.
It's hot. Sexy. Oh, we just got a message. Somebody wanting to help. This is maybe your head would feel better if you respected your husband more. We just got that.
Yeah. Did you just send that to yourself? Weirdo.
No, I sent it to you.
Oh.
Okay. So we're not going to play the newlywed game. Mm-hmm. We're going to just go through some newlywed game type questions for you.
Okay.
To see if you remember these things from when we were newlyweds.
Is this
going to
hurt your feelings? Because you do get sad about stuff like that. You're a ninny bop.
The only thing that will upset me in a sensitive kind of way is if it reminds me of when we first fell in love and I'm going through those emotions again.
Uh-huh. But you are a ninny.
A what?
A ninny bop.
What is that?
You hurt my feelings.
Okay. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Where did we go on our first date?
To see Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the name of the restaurant. It was in Louisiana, and it was Cajun food.
It was called the Catfish Cabin.
Yeah, it was delicious. I think. Yeah.
What do you remember what I wore?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You had on jeans.
What kind of jeans?
I don't know.
You used to love those jeans on me. You used to talk about it. Silver tabs.
Silver tabs. Okay.
Silver tab
and
Levi's.
Then your boots with chains. And you fancied it up with a blazer.
Houndstooth.
Mm-hmm. And you had a lot of spray in that mullet that night, I remember.
Yeah, I did.
And you were slinging that hair everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You liked it.
Yeah. That's what did I have on?
You had on shoe boots.
Did I?
And jeans. And what do you call it? Khaki color, like silky thing with a bow on it coming out of the neck of it.
Did I?
And that was the first time. No, it wasn't the first time I saw you with your hair down.
Oh.
She used to wear, she was really curly and all, like Julia Roberts in Sleeping with the Enemy. And she would wear a clip in it. Mm-hmm. And then not all the way back in a ponytail, but kind of.
By the way, side note, those clips that I used to wear. Okay, our daughter is about to be 21. Those things are so popular. We went in a million stores.
Can't you find them?
No.
Did you save yours?
Who would have thought? I had two and she took them. Yeah.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. Everything comes back.
I think I'm going to start wearing my hair like that again.
With a poof. Because she would poof it up, like the bangs would be just like a huge poof.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Describe what you first thought of me in one word.
Oh, that you were cute.
Cute. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
When did you know that I was the one?
Pretty quick. Probably. Because, see, I had a track record of shitty boyfriends and I never dated anybody that made me laugh and smile like I did all the time. I mean, I don't know, it's just as soon as I was around you, you made me laugh. Maybe you should do that some more now, but but you did, you made me laugh all the time, and I never was like that. Like, I always, looking back, it's like, why was I with those people? Because they didn't make me happy.
Yeah, they were more focused on themselves.
Yeah, they were horrible. Ugh.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you were complete opposite as far as how you treated me. And I was like, wow, I mean.
This is what paradise is like.
You were funny. You were sweet. You were observant.
Yeah. I still am observant.
I know you are.
Yeah. And sweet and all those other things.
Okay. Depends on the day.
Which one of us said I love you first?
Probably you.
What do you mean probably? You don't remember?
You did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
You did.
You said it, and I even said when you said it the first time, thank you is what I said.
Okay. I just knocked my big teeth on this microphone.
I said,
oh my God.
Oh, thank you.
You're such a liar. And then I said,
okay, so what are you ordering?
Oh, yeah.
I changed
okay.
the subject yeah, really fast. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That hurt my teeth.
Yeah. Hey. You all right?
Yeah.
Did you hurt the microphone?
I mean, who cares? Everything hurts at this point.
You may have messed up the microphone. Yeah, it got a bent in it.
They'll be nice. Nasty. Be nice.
This one, I don't even know. Where and when and where was our first kiss?
I want to say it was out. I may be wrong on this, but I want to say it was outside of that lavish apartment that you and Ace lived in, like up against the wall. Like, you know, there was a brick wall and where I'd park and you'd have to walk me out so nobody would attack me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it was right there.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
I was thinking it was outside the radio station when you came for that free cassette that you wanted out of the prize closet.
No.
On your mom's birthday.
No. I think I'm right on that.
Okay. I mean, this is who's the tidiest. Obviously, it's you. Mm-hmm. Who's the funniest? Obviously, it's me.
Me.
Who is my celebrity crush?
You have a lot. Well,
I don't really have that many. Well, I don't run around talking about celebrities.
Well,
being
probably
hot
now because you're obsessed with the show is Angie Harmon.
With Law and Order when she was on there. I've always,
uh-huh.
I've always thought that she was very, very pretty.
She is pretty.
And I still think
You remember I saw her in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was
and I love telling you that.
But I don't go looking at celebrities and saying, oh, she is hot. And Jesus. Yeah. I don't, you know, I don't do that because most celebrities are scumbags.
I don't really know who you like now.
Nobody that I look at and go, she's so hot.
Right.
Not like you are with, you know, you have a lot of celebrity crushes.
Not.
More so than I do.
Who?
You, like Kyle Chandler, you had a crush on for a while. And Luke Bryan was for a while till you started liking his wife more. And then you realized you didn't want to hurt her. Yeah. Same with Thomas Rhett.
Oh, I've never. He's not. No.
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 But he's just your favorite singer at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Like his music. And I think his wife's adorable.
She is. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't do that to her.
Oh, stop. I'm sure they're really worried about me.
I don't want to ask this because I don't know the answer. It's supposed to be, what is my favorite movie?
Good Lord, yeah. I have no idea.
What would your ideal date be?
Let me think.
I could know part of it. You want to go to a nice dinner. You want to have drinks probably outside with a nice view of something, whether it be the water or something else.
Yep.
And then you want
love
to go,
a patio.
Right. And you want to go dancing.
I don't really want to go dancing, no.
Because you just got to go dancing? Is that it?
When because when we go dancing, we don't dance.
Yeah, I mean, if I would dance with you.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Because I love to dance.
Or roller skate.
Yes, I love to roller skate. I haven't done that in so many years.
Because you're an adult.
So?
That's why.
I still have skates.
With
the wheels that light up. If anybody wants to go skating.
You're going to get all kinds of freaks. But I'll go do anything.
No, I'm not.
I'll do anything with her.
Stop.
She's pretty.
Yeah. Ew.
I can deal with her mental pause issues. let's see. Which celebrity couple are we most like?
Oh, King of Queens.
Yeah, I would say that.
We are.
Yeah. Not Deborah and Raymond from Everybody
We're
Loves
more
Raymond.
King of Queens.
Yeah, because you're meaner.
Uh-huh.
Like she is.
And he's funny.
Uh-huh. And fat. That's what you're trying to say. Oh, and he's funny. And what else? What else do you see? He's athletic, especially for a fat guy. Uh-huh. You're athletic.
Uh-huh.
What's your silliest fear?
Probably that Chucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That disgusting little doll.
What is my favorite junk food? That's a hard one.
Oh, Lord, you love so much junk.
I know, because I'm fat. Yeah, I'm Kevin James.
No, you're
Doug
not.
Heffernan. Chris Farley. Living in a van down by the river.
Stop. Your favorite junk food?
Yeah.
You love a Little Debbie's.
Right.
And a honey bun.
Honey bun probably would be my favorite. Or
you love a QT, quick stop.
Mm-hmm.
Junk food, anything that's at the counter right there.
I think it may be a tie, though, between honey bun, iced honey bun.
Oh, iced, yeah.
And regular box brownies.
Ew. Ugh. I don't like those.
You always eat them when we have them.
I don't ever eat box brownies, ever.
Brownies at Duncan Hines, the ones we make at home.
Oh, I thought you meant like in a box that you buy and they're already
like
made.
Homemade.
With the little sprinkles.
From a mix.
Oh, yeah. No, I like those, but I don't. Yeah. I mean, I don't love them.
I do.
All right.
It says, what is your favorite candy bar? Almond Joy, right?
Nope.
Mounds.
Yep.
Mounds. Yeah. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. You don't feel like.
You always say Almond Joy.
I know. And that's what we put in your stock every year, too.
And I'm like, they still don't get it. Mounds. Jeez.
Sorry. I'm not observant.
Mm-mm. You aren't when it comes to my candy.
What is the best gift I've ever given you? Other than our children.
Oh. Probably. the time that you surprised me and took me to the Bahamas for our anniversary. That yeah. was huge.
Yeah, I blindfolded her, put earbuds in and cranked up music so she couldn't hear any of the announcements of where we were going and couldn't see on the board where the plane was going.
And for control freak, that was. And then you even made me keep them on in the plane so they wouldn't say anything about where we were going.
Yeah, and all the songs that I put on that playlist were songs about Las Vegas or Miami. Because you thought you'd figured out it was one of those two.
That was our 15th anniversary.
Yeah, so that was 27 years ago.
Gosh.
60 years ago.
It was 12, though.
Ugh. Yuck. Yo. This one is to me, how do you like your steak cooked? Medium well is how she likes it.
But, you know, steak, not good now.
Since she had COVID, she doesn't like steak anymore. Mm-mm. Doesn't taste right. Mm-mm. Okay, here's the last one. If you were a Disney character, which one would you be?
I don't know.
I would say you'd be Grumpy.
That's you,
from
buddy.
The Seven Dwarfs.
That's you. You're Grumpy. Yeah.
No,
and sleepy.
You.
You're Grumpy, I'm sleepy.
I'm sleepy.
You're combo. If you're up, you're Grumpy. If not, you're sleepy.
People do not believe that I'm grumpy all the time.
You can keep
trying to pass that along all you want to, but that's not the case.
If I brought people around in this room to visit our house that are around you a lot, they would say you're grumpy. They would agree with me.
The only time I'm not happy is when somebody's coming at me for something.
Are you kidding me? You go at people. That's how you thrive off of that. You love to stir the pot. You love to aggravate.
Who?
Me.
But those are jokes. That's me playing with you. I'm not mean to you or anything.
Right.
And the kids will say, he's just kidding, Mom. He's being sarcastic or whatever.
They don't say that all the
time.
Yes,
they do. Constantly.
All right. I'm trying to think of a Disney character for me. There's so many. Maybe. What's one that dances?
Cinderella.
Oh, yeah. I do love that.
Because you were poor and had nothing, and then Prince Charming came in and took you away from all of that.
No.
That's what happened.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
So you said you're going with Cinderella?
I like to clean, and she cleaned a lot.
Yeah. not Rapunzel.
No. I don't have all that hair.
Not Minnie. No. Minnie Mouse. Or Daisy Duke.
No, that's...
I mean, Daisy Duck.
Daisy Duke. No, not Snow White. Not...
Jasmine.
No, that's what you want me to be, but I'm not. What was the girl? Lilo.
Oh, yeah. Lilo and Stitch.
She loves the beach.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. And you're Stitch.
All right.
That's a weird question, by the way.
I know. It's silly.
So silly.
See, there wouldn't be one that I relate to because none of them is supposed to be sexy. So it makes no sense for me to say I would be a Disney character when none of them is a sex symbol.
You're such a Prince Charming.
I'm getting nasty.
Maybe you're Beast and I'm Beauty.
Yeah, Sleeping Beauty.
I'm Belle.
You're Sleeping Beauty.
I'm Belle.
Okay, we have something that we need to cover as a follow-up to last week's podcast.
Uh-oh.
Jody's sister is not happy with me from what I said last week. What was the main correction that she wanted to make? First of all, what did she call me?
The D word.
Okay. But what was the main thing she wanted to correct?
She is not drinking box wine anymore.
Anymore. Last time I saw her, she was drinking box wine.
She is not drinking
that. I'll have him know that I I don't drink that anymore. I'm classy now.
And she goes, and he does not want me coming in there, being on that podcast, because he'd have to bleep it every 5 seconds because of things I'd be calling him.
Well, no, it's just that she can't refrain from using vulgarity because her vocabulary is so short.
Oh, God, you are just minute. Digging your hole deeper and deeper.
If she came in here, she wouldn't say a thing.
Are you serious?
She'd be so shy.
She would not.
Okay, well, then we'll do it. We'll bring her in here.
Have fun with that.
When she comes for that.
When are we going to have time for long? That?
I don't know. Not. I don't know.
There's no time. Oh, yeah, maybe there is time.
But what else did she say? She just said that?
Just that she's not drinking the box wine and that you're a D word. And that, you don't want her in here.
But her sweet husband probably didn't say anything bad about me.
I haven't gotten his
Chuck
response. He left today for a fishing trip.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So what's she going to do while he's gone?
Stay with my mom and dad. Wine.
Oh, is she really? She's scared to stay by herself? Mm-hmm.
Because they're in that shop while they're building their house, and it doesn't have an alm. And you know crime is heavy in Woodworth.
Woodworth, Louisiana. Population 11.
Yeah. So she's nervous. So she's going to go stay with her mommy and daddy.
Now who's cracking on her? She is a baby, though. How old is she? 70 what?
Oh, yeah. What is she, 46, 47?
Mm-hmm. And her husband can't even go out of town without her going and staying with her mommy and daddy.
She's not comfortable.
Huh?
She says she's not comfortable out there. Yeah. No alarm.
Yeah, the house burned down, and they're building another house. And they built an apartment type thing over the garage, and that's where and connected to the garage shop.
A building, yeah.
And that's where they're staying. That's why she said she didn't feel safe in the shop.
Yeah.
It's not like that she's actually, at a gas station.
No. It has a kitchen and a bathroom and a bedroom and laundry room and living room.
Yeah. And it's the first time she's ever had a home that's not on wheels.
You're such a liar.
I mean, like a camper kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, they did have one.
Yeah. Yeah. And they lived in it.
No, they didn't. But there's nothing wrong with it if they did.
No. Not saying there is. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that.
You're being rude. Stop.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you are. You are.
I could easily live in a camper.
Oh, I know.
Or a boat.
As long as the TV works. Yeah. You got a recliner, you're fine.
Exactly.
You don't even need windows.
No.
Ugh.
No.
That's so depressing.
But Jody, when you're used to being out in the public and every time you sit down at a restaurant or while I'm trying to work or whatever, there's somebody walking up to the window just to get a peek at you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want the windows open at home either.
I don't know where you go, but you must go a lot of places without me because I have never seen that happen.
I don't take you everywhere.
Oh, yeah. You take me everywhere.
No, I don't.
Because the only time you leave the house is if I'm wanting to go somewhere.
Not true.
True.
I've been gone all day today.
Yeah, you went to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they were,
let's talk about that.
They were ecstatic.
The dentist, just to tell you how he doesn't keep up with his business, the dentist office calls me yesterday and leaves a message. We have been trying to get in touch with,
you can say my real name.
We've been trying to get in touch with Richie. We've tried to leave messages, but his voicemail's full, and he is not answering when we call, and he has not responded to the email.
I didn't see an email.
Sure.
I saw the calls, but I didn't know who they were because it doesn't come up on my phone.
So I told him, I said, they're trying to get in touch with you. They need to ask you, COVID questions. And then he calls, and the girl answers. He goes, my wife just said y'all called telling on me.
And they were all apologetic today.
They were not.
Yes, they were. Sorry, I didn't. You know, didn't mean to get you any, crap at home from your mean wife.
I know those women, and no, they didn't say that.
Speaking of you knowing those women, I'm gonna have to get a different dentist, one that you don't go to.
Yeah.
And but we have to take a break now. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to switch dentists because of Jody coming up next.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Okay, so I haven't even had time to discuss this with Jody at home because I went to the dentist right after the regular old radio show today. I went to the dentist, got my teeth cleaned, everything great, no cavities or any of that stuff. And I got good teeth. I have pretty teeth.
You do.
But thanks. But I'm going to have to go to a dentist because I used to go to a different dentist because the dentist advertised with us on the radio. So we don't tell people to go somewhere and do something if we're not actually using the product or the person, mm-hmm. you know, so that's, I went for years to this other dentist. So I go to Jody's dentist now up here at home and where we live in the suburbs. Super nice guy. He's great. His name's Dr. Druin. Mm-hmm. Shout out. Dr. Druin. But if Dr. Druin's listening to the podcast, this is how I can break it to him that I'm not coming back.
Oh.
Because I'm in there to get my teeth cleaned and to get my checkup or work done. Evidently, Jody is like the Tooth Hall of Fame. And all I hear about when I'm in there is how great Jody's teeth are. How's Jody? She was in here the other day, and I tell you what, every woman working in there, even the receptionist, talking about Jody's teeth. I'm like, hello. I get it. Jody has pretty teeth.
Oh, my goodness. And my braces paid off.
Huh? Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of people think your teeth are fake.
I know.
They're not fake and not bleached.
Mm-mm.
She's a stickler for the dental hygiene rules, just like she is every other rule. Taking her makeup off every night, no matter what, all of that stuff. If it's on a Jody checklist, it has to get checked off and doing the, you know.
So what happened?
Everything there is to do.
You weren't getting a lot of attention
it's
today.
It's not that. It's just that, you know, I'm sitting there and thinking about, okay, well.
What about my teeth?
Right.
So you're being a brat.
I'm like, okay, I get it. The same way you would be if you went somewhere and all they did was talk about how great I am.
I would not.
You're used to it. I'm sorry. I'm not used to that.
No, but anyway.
So, yeah.
But you know I'm when like, you're up
yeah,
this way.
I know she has beautiful teeth. I know she flosses and I know she does this and that. And I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You should be like, yeah.
I did.
I'm so proud of her.
After the first 5 minutes, you know, I'm like,
maybe they didn't know what else to say.
Oh, yeah, she sure does. I said, you know, Riggins that works on our show says she's got a mouthful of shiny urinals. That's what her teeth look like.
Gross.
So, yeah, I go along with it after a while, and then I'm like, okay, well, let's get down to my business.
Well, maybe they didn't know what else to talk to you about.
Oh, they know. Why you got to talk about anything? I got people up in my mouth.
I know. That is weird, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, gosh.
But anyway, so you said you ought to know up here what?
Well, you always say when you get past a certain exit that you're Jody's husband.
Yeah, so, when I'm coming home on the interstate one time.
Can't help it.
Get out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I get that. I'm used to that. But,
yeah.
I mean, evidently, all their other patients that come in there have messed up teeth. Because all they can talk about is yours.
But I think it's, too, because I have all my wisdom teeth. So, like, when I lay back, it's like, ooh. I mean, there's like a lot hippo. Of 32 teeth in there. They're like, whoa. Yeah. I think it's shocking.
But how many people does it take to clean your teeth? Like, I always picture them being like those skyscraper window washers.
Yeah.
Where they get on that thing and there's two
yeah.
of them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that what it takes to yeah. clean your big
ass
teeth?
And they wear gloves up to their elbows and they're sweating and... They have to
they
say, tag,
your
you're it. You get the you get to do this side. Mm, yeah, that's exactly tired. How it is. Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. 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 As a matter of fact, have you ever seen a dolphin's teeth?
Yeah.
And there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I open my mouth, I look like a dolphin.
Right. So it you know, takes a lot of effort. They charge us more. It's like the difference in getting your car washed and getting an RV washed.
Uh-huh.
You know, the RV's obviously going to cost a lot.
Right.
Okay. Well, I want to commend you, though, Jody, not mm-hmm. feeling well and being all hormonal and, you know, swollen and retaining water. And
my head's killing me.
You pushed through.
I did.
And you made it happen. You brought the entertainment.
I did. And if y'all could just pray for me in my head. If you do pray out there, pray. Because I do need it.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
We all do.
We do.
Having a deal with you.
Yeah.
All right. So thanks for listening to TJ and Jody's House Podcast. We'll talk to you next week.
It's TJ and Jody's House on the Radio Button Network.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.